Good to talk. Okay, tonight, it's a continuation of what we discussed last week, a drop, but really it's a new Indian. It's tonight's fundamentals of Bametzra, more Toin V'Nitin. When you have a Suffolk, what do you do? If you have a Machloikas between the Metzrin and the Lakeach, if he has entitled to Bametzra, not entitled to Bametzra, does that give him the right to take over Bametzra? If there's a Machloikas Apaisim, who's going to win? All the type of different various cases, scenarios of Machloikas or Suffolk, what's going to happen? It's a continuation of the drop of last week. Just to remind the Elam, that last week we discussed that if a person is selling a piece of property because time is of the essence, because he has to pay taxes, he doesn't want to be foreclosed on, or he has to raise mezainis for his wife and kids, or it was kalila for kfura, whatever it is, time is of the essence, he has to sell the property quickly, fire sale the property, there's no din of bametzra to allow a quick sale to a lokeach. So now tonight's going to be discussed what happens if there's a machloikis. The buyer says he did it because he needed to raise money for taxes, and the mailer, the holding of Bametzra was suspended, and the Bametzra says, nothing doing. Who said, I'm a Bametzra, give me the property. So we're going to have Fashidin of cases tonight of machloikis, Suffolk, Vechulu. It's really not just limited to last week's if. It's basically, it encompasses the entire simon. What do you do whenever you have a machloikis or a Suffolk between the Let's hopefully tonight Mitzvah will cover a few sifim, Memdalim, Memhei, Memvav, just to get this inyan. Zokta Machaba, Sif Memdalim, Toina Lakeach. If the Lakeach Tain is Va'oma, Mepnea Mas, the Lakeach says, look, the seller sold it because he had to raise money for taxes, Uchiyetzibo, any of the other reasons. He was selling it because, like I said, Zainis or Kfuro, Mokali Amoiko, or Balameitza, I'm a Sheka to Tain. What are you talking about? What are you doing? You're only timing this Kadei Lavatus Chusi. You're only doing it to make sure that I'm sidelined, I'm marginalized, that I won't be able to have a dinner by Metzah. That's not fair. Al Bala Metzah Lavi Raya, the Bala Metzah has to bring a Raya. And if he doesn't bring a raya, Yeshava HaLakeach Hesis. When there's a machloikis between the Bala Meitzer and the Lakeach, who's going to win? The Lakeach wins. Yes, you have to make a sure it's Hesis, but the Lakeach is going to win. We'll talk about it in a minute. Balt. So you want to say Meitzer Gever? Fine, it's Meitzer Gever. So who's the Mokzik? Well, to the Lakeach, the Val, we're going to see if he's really a Muxik or not, but the Val, the Lakeach has a din, let's say he's a Muxik, and Mamela, the Metzron, if he wants to take it out, he's going to have to bring a Raya. The Lakeach is, the Bala Meitzar tells the Lakeach, I don't trust you, and the Lakeach has to make sure that the seller was doing it because of Mass. Right. Okay, we're going to get to well. Okay, fine. Let's start bringing this out, okay? The Lashon Machab is Balameitza Oyme Sheker Atatoyin. You're lying. You're saying a Sheker. So the Prisha says the Metzron over here is tining a Bari that he knows for sure that the seller was not selling it to raise taxes, and he knows for sure that the buyer is lying. Mele has a tiny Bari, and Mele the Lakeach has to swear a Heses like Kala Terekula in all entire Chayshim Mishit. Whenever you're tying the Nitin and one Baldin is tining Bari, the other side, the Nitra, is going to have to swear Shavuos Heses. That's how the Sma learns, the Prisha, the Sma learns the Machab. The problem is, maybe it fits in the words of Rakhav, the problem is that the Piskei Riyos, this is really a Lashon HaRambam, and the Piskei Riyos brings down the Rambam, and Shraiz on the Rambam, Gevalt, why does the Lakeach have to make a Shavuot for? Where do we ever find in the Torah that a person has to make a Shavuot Heses against a Tain Shema? He learned the Rambam was talking about a tiny Shema, a tiny Suffolk, and he says, the Piskei Riyos continues, and it has to be a tiny Suffolk, because how in the world does the Metzron know why the seller is selling the property for? So he has to be a Shema. And nevertheless, the Rambam is saying that the Lakeach has to swear. So he argues with the Rambam and says, where do we find ever that a Nitva has to swear Heses against a tiny Shema? Heses was instituted, as Shua says, because I was Masakin, against a tiny Zbari, but not against a tiny Shema.
Where's the Rambam?
This is Rambam. Rambam has Das Torah. Where's the Well, a lot of times, sometimes he does. Sometimes it does Torah. Sometimes he does. That we already had a halacha in the Siman that it was from the Rambam. Whenever you have something in the Rambam and it's not, well, not like the grammar, Chubis or Rosh, whatever, then all of a sudden it starts to have machlokes and what he means, because there's no Gemara. The Vow, we don't have a Gemara on this Raya. I don't know of any Gemara. It's a Rambam and a Raya, because Kriyaz also didn't know the Gemara. Because Kriyaz argues with Rambam, says, not true. You don't have to make a sure. Good. The Milchus the Talmud Rashba does the exact same thing. He says, Al Kochuk, the Metzen can't be tining Bari here, because how in the world does a Metzen know what the seller's objective, why he sold the property for? But he says, the reason why the Lekeach, the Nitva, has to make a Shua Sasses is because the Taina that he's tining is ridiculous. He has no basis to such a Taina. The Lekeach saying, the seller's selling it because of Mas. Make a taser. You have any right to that? Nothing. You're tining that. Okay, fine. So you're tining that. When it's a tiner that has no basis at all, you're just making it's created. It's home baked right now. You're creating that. Oh, the seller's doing because it is. For that, we want to thank the truth. We're going to get to it. About 1 second. Oh, we're going to see if that works. 1 second. We'll see if that works. But the Val, the Nitva, is saying that. So if he can't show us any Raglaim Ladova, any indication why, any proof that the seller is selling Kasam Mas, so even though he's tiny and Bari, but it's not going to absolve him, he can't keep the property unless he makes a Shuas. He has to make a Shuas, as this. If he brings Adam, Micah, tell him again. Everyone's howling with the Micah telling him. We're going to get to Micah telling him. If he brings Adam that the Micah took the check and paid off the mortgage or paid off the taxes, that's good. Less than that, we're going to have to see. The Chayshin Veifah passes like that as well, by himself, without the Rishonim, that Avada, the person has the Nitva, has to make a Shuas, has to say, even against a tiny Shema, and there's a Chuvus Mabusha Yontav in Chayshin Mishma Beis, who's Metzadet like that as well. That Avada, you have to make a Shuas, even if you're a tiny Shema. Fine. Now, what happened to the seller here? So the Chuvus Teres Chesed in Siman Reish Aleph, who names on for Pshitas, even if the seller is here. And the seller says, you should know, Rabbi Yisai, I did not sell it for mass. I took the money and I bought myself a summer home. I did not use it to pay taxes. We tell the seller, have a nice day. You're an Eid Echad. It's very nice. Eid Echad is very choshev in Torah. But others to be Maitzi Mamin. You're trying to be Maitzi Mamin from the Lekeach. You need two Eidim. And Mamela, even the Eidus of the seller, together with the Mesran, will not work to be Maitzi from the Lekeach. The Lekeach has a right to Taina. The seller sold the property because of Mas. That's the Torah's case. And we once discussed in Sif Ches, back and forth, could the seller, Lamash, we had a case over there, he sold it on credit, and the seller sold the property, he took a mortgage, seller's note, and the buyer says that he would not trust you, the Metzron, and the seller says, I would trust the Metzron, and we went through the whole shmooze over there as well. Could the seller be Neman later on, because the Maisi is only at Erech, or Siv Zayin, if the property was sold at a discount, and the Lekeach says he only meant to sell it to me, he didn't mean to sell it to everyone, and the Metzron says, what do you mean? The seller was out for lunch, he didn't realize the property's price, and he would have sold it to anyone for that price, and the seller comes here screaming, yes, I was out for lunch and I would have sold it to everyone for that price. Also, we tell him where to go. He's an Eid Echad. I mean, to discuss, it's a Machlokes is Achrayim. But the Chayin Tzavara, he can't be more than an Eid Echad. If he's only an Eid Echad, he should not be Neman. Okay, we have to really do Sif Mem Hei to take it to the next step. Because really, in the Machaba is talking where the Lekeach is a Bari. The Lekeach is saying, Mepnei Amas Macha, I know that the seller is selling it for Mas. What we're going to see now in Sif Mem Hei is what happens if the Bari himself is only a suffix. The Bari says, hey, you're coming to with Metronis, maybe the seller was selling it for Mas. Is that also work to sideline the Din Metzronis? Maybe he was selling it for Kvura, maybe he was selling it for Mezainis, maybe he was selling it for any other exception to Metzronis that we find in the Siman, which is about a dozen of them. So maybe he was doing it for any of the others as well. Previous halakha was, if he sells a property which is far away from where he needs to be and he wants to buy a different property which is closer, or he sells a Shraka property to buy a better property. So maybe the seller was selling this, liquidating this to raise capital to buy a better property. And again, that would be an exception to the rule of Metzronis. Maybe. So what? If the Lekeach is a Shema, does that also work? Let's see Sif Mem Hei. We're going to have to develop this. The meat really is in Sif Mem Hei. Let's see. Even if it's a Safik, even if the lekech is a suffix, the lekech says maybe, eino lekech mistalek ala baraya brura, you cannot remove the lekeach from this karka. The metron cannot usurp the position of the lekeach until he brings a raya brua, shev maybe balametz, until he brings a raya brua. If he doesn't have a raya, the lekeach is going to win. Lefikach zakta machabe, watch this. He can have a new tainu here. Lefikach, if any case of balametz will have the tain, he could mamish have a heide here, because you have so many exceptions to the rule. Lefikach, am taina lekeach v'ama, gazlin atol lasodazu. You're coming with a tiny bametzer because you're next door. You know what? That's very nice. You claim you're the next door owner. Make it easy. Maybe you stole the next door property and now you're tiny mitzvah on this. How do you know that? I know that you really own the next door property. Or is that tolosada? Or maybe, yeah, sure, I see you every day there, but that doesn't mean you're the owner. Maybe you're just managing the property. You're an artist on the property. A sharecropper on the property. Or Isaiah, maybe you're just a tenant. You're renting. It really belongs to your uncle. And he's being nice to you and he's renting it out to you. Make it easy. Or in the mashkin, maybe you took this as collateral, and that's why you're living your property. Tzorach balametza lahavi raya shehu balametza v'shekarka zu b'chaskosai. The balametza needs to bring a raya to prove that he owns the karka next door. And if he cannot prove that he is the rightful owner of that property, also, he can't come and find a balametza. Who are you? Every time, correct. This is across the board. Any time of Metzronis, when a guy comes, the lekeach can tell the Metzronis, excuse me, sir, I don't know who you are. He'll have to bring Eidim. He'll have to bring proof. A title, good. Now, yeah, title under his name. If it's a title under the LLC, so prove to me that you're the LLC, which is like come out impossible to prove. Because right, you approve an operating agreement. Maybe you just print it out off your computer. I could also print an operating agreement off my computer, make me the managing member of this LLC. And nothing is registered. This is like one of the biggest enigmas in America, how America is running on LLCs. No one knows who's who. You can never know who owns anything. Maybe, we once had a Din Torah. The guy was a clown, and he came into the Din Torah, and he represented LLC, only to find out afterwards that, sure, one day he used to own the LLC. He doesn't own the LLC anymore. He already sold the property out to someone else. And he's having a Din Torah with someone when he's not even the Baal Dova. You can never know. So if it's registered on the LLC, I don't know who you are. Where is that listed?
State.
Yeah, I'm not sure. There's
it's a registration.
No. Agent, whatever. But doesn't show he's an owner. So I don't know who you are.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah, I'm not, you're an agent. You never owned it. You're a shlag shamis. That's who you are. Really, it belongs to Yanko. And you're the registered agent. You're the front for the LLC. When the guy who owns the LLC comes to me, I'll talk to him. Deval, I don't know who that is.
What's the mean? I feel like whatever something doesn't want to do. Like, can't assign a shovel?
Correct. Lekeach shining shem. Just like over here. What's a lekeach tiny? Lekeach doesn't know that the guy is a gazlan on the property. Lekeach says, look, I just moved into the area. I just bought this property. You're giving me a welcome, a bruchim aboyim, you're telling me metzronis. That's how you welcome me to the area. And I tell you, I don't know who you are. You're a gazlan.
Come on, it's not the shem of the case before. The shem I sold it for months.
We're going to get to that. About. We're going to get to it. About. 1 second. We might be talking about that. We're going to see in a second. Hold on. And so to any other like this taina. So it becomes already it's problematic, it's challenging now, because before he even gets to first base, he has to prove that he's a metzron. Now what is this beginning talking about? When the Machaber says, I feel hoyu bedava sofik, eno lekeach mistalek, what is this dava sofik that we're talking about? This is also Rambam, yeah. This is Gvaldik. I mean, once you start with Rambam, no sugyas, and it's not. Now you're going to see. In this line, this first line, I feel all your Vedav is Safik, is a three way Machloikas Apaiskim had a Taich these words. Taich. Now forget Lundis, Taich. I feel all your Vedav is Safik, and Lagek Mastalik. What are we talking about? Zoktisma. I feel all your Vedav is Safik is not talking about the case of Gazlin and Soicha and Mamashkin, but it's going back on the previous Sif. The previous Sif said that the lekeach katayna that the seller sold it for a mass, or the seller sold it for mezainis or kvura, and the lekeach wins, and he only has to make a shvua, sasis, zoktisma, who adinin. If he's only a suffix, he'll also win. The lekeach says, maybe the seller was selling it for mass. So until you prove me otherwise, Kaltov, I don't have to talk to you.
So you have to make a
shuvah? God doesn't say over here he has to make a shuvah. We're going to talk about that. It doesn't say here he has to make a shuvah. In the previous, if he has to make a shuvah, here it doesn't say he makes a shuvah. That's not what I'm talking about. One second, let me get into it, Rabbi. Everyone's getting so good, but I can't get into it. Let me get into it, and then we'll have to take all the kashas. All right? So it says over here that the Sma'al learns the pshat is that the Hayu B'dava Sofik, that the Lekech is saying maybe the seller is selling it for mas. Maybe the seller is selling it for mezainis. Maybe. And that's enough to tell the Metzer in Kaltov. Until you prove otherwise, Allah Metzer love Iraya, and he's going to win. That's how the Sma'al learns the Mechaba. Comes along the Shach and jumps on the Sma and says, you know, this is a bit of a stretch here. He says that if you're going to tell me that even on a Sofik he's going to win, so basically you're taking the whole Din Metronis and throwing it out the window. Because that basically every single case, the Lekech doesn't even have to know. It's just a maybe. Maybe the seller is doing it, and they don't have to limit it to Mas and Mezoinis and Kvura. You could say now, and maybe he's selling it, it was Shvaka property, he has to buy a better property, and maybe he was far away and he's buying it closer. Maybe he's doing it for so many other reasons. Maybe, not only that, we had it before in the previous if, that he doesn't have to be doing it for Mas. Even if he took care of the Mas, he borrowed money to do the Mas, but he's selling a property to pay back the Choyv that he took to pay the mas or the mezainis or the kvura, that's enough. So maybe he's doing it to pay off that chayiv. So basically, in order for the metzen to win, he'll have to have edus on about a dozen things that the seller wasn't doing it for. We have edus that he wasn't doing for mas. We have edus that he wasn't doing for chayiv, for mas, and for mezainis, and for kvura. He said, basically, you're taking the whole metzenis and throwing it out the window. He says, it can't be that the lekeh could be neman even on such a taino of a shema. It can't be. And he says, if the Mechaba meant the previous sif, so then the Mechaba should have been in the previous sif. These words, I feel like a bit of a sophic, you know, like Mastalik, Labrai Brua, Shemevi Balamed, it should have been the end of Sif Mem Dalit. Why did he bring it as an introduction to Sif Mem Hei? It starts Sif Mem Hei like this. How could that be? Elamai Zak Teshach, this whole halacha that the Lekek is Neman, even if he's a Shema, is only on these cases of the Metzrin is a Gazel, the Metzrin is an Oris, the Metzrin is a Mamashkin. The Metzen is a tenant, a Zachir. Only Benegat to Sif Mem Hei does a tiny Shem of a Lekeach work. But Benegat to Sif Mem Dalet, a tiny Shem of a Lekeach is not going to work. The Lekeach has to be a Vada. And what's the Chilik? Zok Teshach like this. In Sif Mem Dalet, the guy's making up something. Maybe this guy is selling it for mass. Maybe not. You have no idea. You have no inkling. So make a tesi. And we have a metzen vada in front of us, and the metzen has a taina to take over the property, and you're coming up with this concocted svara. Maybe the seller's doing this. Your maybe can't be moitzi mide vada of the metzen. There's a definite metzen standing here waiting to take over the property. That's if mem dalet. So, and that he's going to have a shuah too. We're going to talk about Sif Mem. He's also going to need a shuah. About 1 second. But Mashenken and Sif Mem Hei, Zokta Shach, over here, I'm timing fundamentally, you're not even a Bar Metzron. So until you prove that you're a somebody, you're a nobody. I tiny that maybe you're a gazlan on the property next door, so you're not even a bar metzron. First you have to establish that you're a bar metzron, and now I know I'm dealing with a bar metzron, and then you can take over the property. Until then, I don't even have a vada here. I don't have a metzron here yet, until you can prove that you're a metzron. Bishlo mitzv mandala, there's a vadi metzron, so ain't sofik of the lekeh, mitzvimi the vadi of the metzron. There's a definite metzron here. Mashenken over here, we don't know yet there's a metzron here. So until you prove your metzron, is, you cannot be mighty the karker from the lekeach, even though lekeach is only a shema. And the memeilu teshach, this whole halacha, afilo ibedav esofik, is only benegeh to sif memhei on these type of tainis where I'm undermining that you're not even a metron. But if I agree that you're a metron, but I'm coming with a zaitik taina why you have no right to taina metronis because of mas or mezainis or kfuru or any of the other heterim in the simen, I will not be nemon with a taina shema. In order for me to win, I need to have a taina. His body.
But in the case of Bezdin, when he comes to Bezdin, it's tiny and late to be a Lekeach to prove for a thing that he's
no.
It's not a case of tiny.
No, if he wants a tiny, if he doesn't tiny, he'll make a taste. Yeah.
sometimes
tainin. Yeah, in Akrami, but Pasha is, I don't see anyone who says he is taininan. Now the question is, so why didn't this ma learn this pshat? It's so simple in the Mechabo that it's apparent that the Mechabo is really talking about Sif Memein, not Sif Mem Dalet. What forced this ma to use that first line, I feel like Vidav Asavik, and transplant it into Sif Mem Dalet away from Sif Memein? It's an introduction to Sif Memein only. The third is if you look in the Prisha Bavon's this problem. The Prisha says is that ki yidu in Chazal akzuki inshi begazloni lemakzakinan. You can't say on someone and establish someone as a gazan just because you said so. He's a gazan. The guy has a cheskes kashrus. You can't start labeling people that he's a gazan. Memela zakta prisha b'neged to sif memhei. When I find a gazlan atah b'sadazu, I could only be nemon in sif memhei if I'm a bori. If the lakeik is a bori and he says, I know you're a gazlan next door and you're not the rightful metron, fine. But if I find out maybe you're a gazlan, lo mexikin and inche be gazloni.
No, it's not true because he can't be, and if he can answer, then it
goes on
the
wall. No, I can't answer. How should I answer? I don't have title. I mean, it's under an LLC. I put it under an LLC. There's no way for me to prove it. So, so that doesn't show. People who own LLCs are not gazlonim, not all of them at least. So.
The mortgage had a way of proving it.
Yeah, at the other name, but. How could you prove that you're an owner of an LLC? How do you know that you're still an owner? Where does it say? It says on the operating agreement that's in your computer. Sorry? That's it. No, the state just says all it says is an agent who you deal with. That's all. It doesn't say anyone who owns it. You'll never know who owns an LLC.
So,
again, you'll never be able to prove there's more than one on either. Yeah, we won't know. You can't prove anything. So it's a very difficult level of proof. So maybe you can get the level of proof with LT. In halakhic proof to establish that you're the rightful owner might be a bit challenging. But Zakta Prisha. So in the olden days, there's no title. So how are you going to prove that you own the property? Okay, so it was a way. So granted, the deceiver says the way to do it is you have to have Eidim that you have a cheskes gemush on him. Good, fine. So if you have Eidim, you have a cheskes gemush on him. If you have an Eidim that you have cheskes gemush on him, mask him, then you have Eidis. And if you don't have Eidim, cheskes gemush on him, so that's it. So.
Bring me a right, you're my
medicine. Correct, bring me a right, and now what? Now just because the medicine doesn't have Eidim, that's cheskes gemush on him, means he's a gazlan?
No,
so he doesn't.
That's what
the Mechaba
saying.
The Prisha says that if you want a tain on the guy, that he's a gazlin, lo mexikinon inchi begazloni with a tain shema. So therefore, Zakhtar Prisha, I'm telling over Prisha, then we can argue with the people, I'm telling over Prisha, Zakhtar Prisha, therefore, if the Lekeach accuses the metron of being a gazlin, we disregard that accusation, unless he has a tiny bori. Memelo, that he's a gazlan. So, it's venahapichu. Because Sif Memhei, according to the Prisha and the Sma, at least benegeh to the line of gazlan is, could only be if he's a bori. So, therefore, he couldn't learn that when the Mechaba starts off, Afilo Yibadov Safik was going on Sif Memhei. Because one of the examples of Sif Memhei is gazlan is, and that will not work if he's a Safik. So Akarka, he had to plug in this beginning, I feel about the Safik, to Sif Mem Dalet. And Mashengen came to Shachis, Punk Faket. And Sif Mem Dalet is where Safik will not work, not like the Sma. And only Sif Mem Hei will a Safik work. And Baruch Hashem, I found the Shoshana Yankov says it clearly that that's why the Sma couldn't learn like the Shach. Now, what do you do with the Shach's Kasha on the Sma? That like the Sma, if you nemen on a suffix, Shema Mipnei Amas Mizoinis Kfura Halvav, because of these things, it's endless. Basically, you're taking Mitzranis and throwing it out the window. Zokta Divrei Malkiel in Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadi Beis, he says a Hamotza Shtikel in the Sma, but he says Akocha the Sma is talking about only where the Lekeh Chod shows a Mara Mokum Raglaim Ladova Epis Vos, why there's a Mokum to be Mistapek, maybe the seller was selling it because of Mas. There was rumors in town that he had two raise money for mass. There's already on the title, I don't know, something registered on the title that foreclosure proceedings started. I know something that shows that's nika epis, that there's a suffix going on. But ain ekonami, if there's no suffix at all, and it's only because the lakeik dreamt this up, shem bnei mass, even this mass moida, that's not a good taina to stave off meitzronis, and avada the will be a din of ba-metzra. That's what the Tiber Makil answers the Shach's kasha, and the Choshen Veifa does very similar as well.
So, what is this doing in the Lashon?
Right. Good, very nice. And that dig, that type of a dig, you can see really is like a boy chay, which I'm about to say. Well, but so far.
What's that?
No, but there's no gaz in a mandal. What do you mean? In mandalit is because of mas mezainis ukvura, and the sma holds that a shema would work, and the shak holds that will not work. And even the sma shema, Zakhtar Ibn Akil, has to be a shema with raglaim ledava, a reason why we're mistapik. Without that, then you just can't create shemas, and just otherwise, mamish, you can throw a bametz, it's not negel. Nothing stops him, but then he's lying. We hope most people don't lie. We just had a din tell you about din told the other guy that your mamish, you're a gazlan. And we asked him, whatever, it was the whole story. We asked him, you know that the nitva doesn't know what happened. Yeah, but if he has my money, he must be a gazlan. Like, it was very funny. Like, he called him a gazlan, he killed him a gazlan, but then he admitted that the nitva had no idea that he has his money. But yet he's a gazlan. Fine. But you have to know that he's a gazlan in order to tie in a gazlan. It's fine.
Maybe he borrowed it
from somebody. Maybe he borrowed it? That's one of the cases. Gazlan, Soicha, Mamashka, and Enechrem. Enechrem, for that, the Prisha agrees that you don't need a bari for. But at least for the case of Gazlan, there you need to be a bari. Because an economy. But again, he'll have to prove that he's not a soicha, you're right, but like the different Malkiel, it's only if you show some indication, raglaim ledava, why we should assume, or at least suspect, that he really is only a soicha. And then, yes, then he'll have to prove it. Then he now owns it. Okay, we're going to touch on something that Lechayri will have to prove that today is, if he wants to be a Vadid. It's a Shamish part on it. Okay, whatever. I'd rather no one go down. It's a little more time for Nindik. Okay. Zogta Arach HaShulchan, he passes like the Shach, that the only way the Lekeik can stave off the Metzron is only if the Lekeik is going to be a Vade, Benegay to Mass and those things, not Benegay to Ausef. Ausef, the Shach's Moed, the Sophic works because you don't even know yet you're a Metzron. But if you are a Metzron, I'm a Tainin, Mibnei Mass, and all these things, then a Vade, I need to be a Tainis Bori to stave off the Metzron. Comes along with Mabusha Yontiv and takes it to the next step. Mabusha Yontiv, the same Chuvah, Chosh Mishra Beis, with what the Elam was talking about before, he holds it a Shach, but he goes even further. He says, even if the Lekeik tiny that I heard it from the seller directly, before the seller told me, I am selling it mipnei hamas. And the Lekeik just repeating over what I heard from the seller. I am buried, that's what I heard from the seller. Zot Mabusha Yontif, that he will not be Neman, because he doesn't know. Just because the seller told him, you don't know. You saw that he paid mass with it? You saw that he used it from the Zaynus Akvuru? No. So you only hear it from someone else. So what are you, aid me P8? I mean, what are you, a bari de acher? That's nothing. That's not going to work. And he says, Viteida, Hagabatsmuk, if you're going to tell me that if the seller tells me that it's for mass, that's enough to work to take away Mitzronis, he says at the same time as a shock, take Mitzronis and throw out the window. You never have Mitzronis. Every seller who doesn't want to be bogged down with a problem of a Mitzra will just notify every customer. You should know I'm doing it in a mass, I'm doing it in a Mitzronis, and everything's Gavaldic, and Mamei, you have nothing to worry about Mitzronis. So then the seller is going to undermine the whole Takonis by Mitzra. Mameila, it cannot work unless you actually know. And he said that even if the seller comes here to Bezin to testify that he did it mipnei Hamas, it's also not going to work. Because again, all he is an Eid Echad. And if you need a tainis bari of the lekeach, like the Shach says, you need a tainis bari. A bari ayde acher is not a bari. So you still, the lekeach is not a bari. He only knows it from the seller. If the seller would be Neman by saying it before he sold it, that he's doing the Neyamas, then basically you're sidelining the whole dinu mitzran. And therefore, right, so don't tell them. That's, we had before, all the way up in, was it, Sivvav, that if the seller doesn't want to sell the property, you have the option, don't sell the property. But if you do sell it, the Metzen has a right to it. You can't override Chazal. Chazal was masakin that if you sell the property, the Metzen gets first crack. So you don't have to sell. But if you want to sell because you need to raise money, then Balkokot is going to be Metzranis. And now, if the seller would be able to undermine that by just telling every boy, I'm doing Neyamas, so basically undermine the whole thing about Metzran. If he proves it, if we could prove it, we have Edom that it went for Mas and then a Hanabi. But anything less short of Edus, it's not going to work.
How much percentage of the sale has to go for Mas?
Whatever you need. It doesn't have to be the whole sale. But if you didn't have the capital without selling it, so then you, in order for you to stave off the Mas collectors, you need to sell this property. So that's enough. But you'll have to prove that. If you don't prove that, you have a problem. Okay, so now you have a Machlokes man, Shach, how to teach these words. Comes along the Baye Chai, and he teaches a third shot in the Mechaba. The Baye Chai says like this. The Baye Chai, that's the Knesset HaGadol. The Baal Knesset HaGadol has a chuvus, bunch of chuvus called Baye Chai, and Chesha Mishpah, Chai Lekalav, Kavtzadi Tes, he teaches the Mechaba a third shot. He says, Avad is like the Shach, that it's going on Sif Mem Hei. That's why it's here in Sif Mem Hei. But he says that even for Sif Mem Hei, the Lekek needs a tainis bari, not a tainis shema. So what does it mean? Afilu hayu bedav esafik. He says it doesn't say afilu hayu tain shema. He says afilu hayu bedav esafik. There's a suffik in the mitzias whether he's a metron or not. Sif Mem Dalu was talking about we know he's a metron, but the suffik is whether there's an exception to the rule because of mas and mezainis and tura. Sif Mem Hei is afilu hayu bedav esafik. In the mitzias of metronis itself, there's a suffik. We don't know if he's a metron or not. So to there, the lokeach will win, and the metron will have to bring a riot to establish that he's a metron. And so it's afilu hayu bedav esafik lefikok. What's the case? But he has to be a tainis bari even for Sif Mem Hei. And if he's not a tainis bari, then he won't win even for Sif Mem Hei. So now you have the extreme the other way. You have the Sma holds that, hey, even the Shema works by Mas. The Shach holds, no, Shema doesn't work by Mas. You need to be a bari, but Shema will work by Sif Mem Hei if you haven't established that you're a Metzrin. And now you have the Baye Chai takes it to the next step and says that even Sif Mem Hei, a Lekeach Shema won't win. In order to win, you need to be a bari. He says why Sif Mem Hei is a bigger chiddush in one angle than Sif Mem Dalasafik, then it's still going to work. Now, Lamaisa, we have to know, Rabbi, this is very fundamental. Basically, it's negates the entire siman. What do you do when the Lekeach raises something with a suffix? Will the Lekeach win or not? And that's basically what's going on here. Three-way Makhlokes, Sma, Shag, and Baye Chai. So let's talk about two other cases in the Simen where maybe we could bring a riot to the Makhlokes. It's not me, it's the Sefer Yeshua. Namun Chespitim. Sefer Yeshua is in Tzokim Aksav and Tovkuf Chafalov and Tovkuf Membez. Namun Chespitim here. And Apamayni Zav and Sif Mem Zayin all bring the exact same riot against the Shag. They want to bring a riot to the Sma. There's a Halak and Sif Mem Zayin, which maybe we'll learn Blina the next week. More exceptions to the rule. One of them is if the buyer is a woman, there's no din of Amesra. You don't tell a woman, go somewhere else. That's it. Not because of American society. The reason is because they don't have the wherewithal and the expertise and the nisid and nisain to buy properties. And therefore, yeah, in the Gemara, this is Mufusha Gemara. Sorry? Good, we have to discuss what a woman means for Sif Mem Zayin. But if there's a woman who buys the property, there's no din of Bamet. And that's why a lot of people in town try to do a shtickle. They put the wife's name on the property. It's a woman bought or not the man. The kids, if it's a haram, it doesn't work. Okay, the bottom line is, that's the halakha. If a woman buys a property, you can't tell her, excuse me, ma'am, go buy somewhere else. That's not a tainus. You can't be masalik a woman. Comes along, in Sif Mem Zayin, the halakha is, what happens if the buyer is a tumtum or an androgynous? So the person is a suffic woman, suffic man. What do you do then? The halacha is that the lekeach wins. To Suffolk, and the lekeach wins. If the metzen wants to be mighty from the lekeach, the metzen has to prove that he's not a woman. And if he can't prove that he's not a woman, the tumtum and adragonus is going to win. So, fact to say for Yeshua, I'm going to speak and pamaynis of. Look what you have over here. You have over here a Suffolk, the lekeach. Him or herself also doesn't know what he or she is, right? He has the same suffix, what it is. They have the same suffix. And so he's only a tiny shem with this lekeach. And the halacha is he's going to win. She's going to win. The halacha is that this individual will win on a suffix, even though it's not a bury. So, so what you see is that they all bring a raya to this man that you see if a lekeach is a suffolk or a lekeach could win. It's a raya not like the shach. The shach says that if a lekeach is a, sorry, if you have a raya that a lekeach is a suffolk, a lekeach wins. And the shach says a lekeach cannot win on a tiny shema by mass. Only by gazanato that you have to establish your metzen. But once you establish your metzen, ain't suffolk, maitzim midei vadai, and over there by tumda and dragoness, you see suffolk is maitzim midei vadai. Even though you have a definite metzen there, nevertheless, the suffolk of the buyer is enough to win and stave off mitzranis. So they bring a raya against the shach. Okay, so Grado, the Sefer Yeshua tries to do that and says that maybe the Shach's case is only when the metron is a bari, but that doesn't work.
But the metron is saying that maybe Lekech is a bari gal.
Maybe the shach says in case of mass, let's go by mass. The shach says in case of mass that the, if the lekeach is a shema, then the lekeach cannot win. So you're telling me maybe it's only talking about where the metzen is a bari that the lekeach has lined. That means the metzen must be a bari that it was not done for mass. That's the akimti we'd like to make. It's not in the shach such an akimti, and like we discussed before when we did Sif Mem Dalet, it doesn't really work because the Rishonim say lahedya that Sif Mem Dalet, the metzen cannot be a bari, because how in the world does he know that the seller didn't do it for mass? So pashta is the metzen is not a bari, right? Not like the sma said over there. So kumti. How did he know? He's a shema. As long as the lekeach is shema, does the lekeach saying I'm a shema? Maybe he did it for mass. If you don't know faket, then maybe he taka did it for mass. Right. So how does that change? So it means you make not could be. You're making an akimta that the case before is talking where the metzun is a vadai. So I'm telling you that the Rishonim learned the case of mass that the metzun also was only a suffix. And nevertheless, the shach said it. Look, Sefer Yeshua says this teretz. But I'm just saying it doesn't fit in the makabe itself. Right, but that's only a suffix. So at the end of the day, it's only a suffix. Yeah, but that a tumtum and adragonus is not enough. You have to be an isha, and you don't know you're an isha. You know that you're a suffix. To say this, so you know you're a suffix. Okay, so maybe that's what. Okay. Maybe that's what the minkas pita means. The minkas pita. And this is not tossing out. How many tumtum and adragonus do you know? Okay. So the kids in the minkas pita gives a teretz. The minkas pita answers that here the shach would be moida. The shach is only talking about where the lekeach dreamt up a shema. Mashain came where everyone knows the shema, and not sahadi on the shema. It's an established shema. So then, even the shach is moida that the metzun, even though he's a vadi, cannot be moisi from the lekeach, who's only a suffix. Nimrakil says not that it's established, but as long as there's raglaim ladava, why there should be a makam for a suffix. That's not enough for the shach. But this is better. This is where there's edim that is a real suffix. Like he said, it's a sveka dadina. There's not a shaila whether he's a tumtum on jaganis. We know he's a tumtum. The whole shaila is what that's in halacha. So since it's a definite suffix, there the shach is moida that the lekeach will win. That's what the minkas pitam wants to say. Okay, I want to bring you one more raya. And this raya I don't have an etzah for. The raya is Sif Yud Beis. We learned halacha, just refreshed Olam's memory a bit. The halacha was the property is being sold, and on one side there's shutfim, and on one side there's an individual owner. Comes along one of the two shutfim of the shutfistika property next door, and chaps the rayon and buys this middle property. Comes along the metzrin and tells this buyer/shutif, get out of here, I'm a metzrin. I'm a Metzran, and who are you? So you, so he tied it. The buyer says, what do you mean? I'm also a possible Metzran, because I'm right next door, and I'm a Shutif, and maybe one day, when I break my Shutif, I'll be on this side of the property, next to this, adjacent to this middle property, so I might also be a Metzran. Comes along the Mechaber, and Mechaber says that the individual Metzran cannot tie to the Shutif Dika Metzran, that you're a Suffolk and I'm a Vadi, they ain't Suffolk Metzran, but they're Vadi, because even a Shutif Dika Metzran is a Vadi now, because he owns half of every molecule, and Mamela is also adjacent to the property, and Mamela, the buyer slash Shutif wins. That's a Mechaber and Sifyid base. The deacon that Mechaber therefore is that, had he not come up with this chiddush that the shutif is also a vadi because he owns half of every molecule, the halacha would be that the individual metzron would be allowed to be mitzi the property from this shutif buyer, because ein safek mitzi midei vadi. Now the kasha is like the shma. What do you mean ein safek midei vadi? Forget the safek always wins, and even the shachet shver, because Minchas Pitim just said that the shach is moida when it's an established safek, not machmas tanoisav. It's in this, we know the Suffolk. Even the Shach is made that the Bala Suffolk wins. Here we know that he's a Shotif to the property. That's established. So we know he's a Suffolk Metzron. So the halacha should be that that Metzron who's a Suffolk should win even like the Shach. So why did the Mechaber have to say that the reason why the Metzron, individual Metzron loses is because the Shotif is also a Vadai, and therefore he can't tie any Suffolk Metzron with a Vadai? Even if the Shotif wouldn't be a Vadai, he would win, because a Suffolk is Moitzi Midei Vada.
He's going to be a
Suffolk
Metzron.
So? So that should be the Taina. The Taina is not because the Lashon HaMechaber is you can't Taina in Suffolk Moitzi Midei Vada because he's also Vada. So the Taina should be that you're nobody because you didn't get it yet. That should have been the Taina, but that wasn't the Taina used. So the Chayyid, it's Mashman that Mechaber that a Suffolk would lose to a Vada. And that's a $1 million kasha. How does that stem with here? I have on this shaila, I don't have much. I have a question of the Eifod who sort of asked the kasha. Mele has a whole new pshat in the Mechaber Sifya Beis, which is not Lani's Daiti pshat. And then there's a Shah Mishbar over here, who, which we'll see, Balt has a vort, and he uses that dik of Sifya Beis as a raya. And the question is, so how does he stem? We're going to, Balt, we'll get to it. But let's continue. Let's try to move on here, Rabbi Yisai. Let's go to another halacha. Which case is it? You're not a Metzron at all. In Mechaber of Sifyid Beis? But Sifyid Beis, you have a Suffolk if you're a Metzron at all, correct? That means what? Bekitzur, let me tell you differently. Before I go to your test, let me just bring out the kasha maybe a bit better. Bekitzur, I have a stira between Sifyid Beis and Sif Mem Zayin. Not our Sif, but the Sif of Tumtum Andragonus. By Tumtum Andragonus, I see that if there's a Suffolk, the Tumtum Andragonus wins. Even though there's a Vade Metzron claiming Metzronus, the Lekeach, who's a Suffolk Isha, because she's a Tumtum Andragonus, the Lekeach wins. So too over there, Lechay should be the same Allah, that the Shutif, who's a Suffolk, should win because. And if the guy is a Metron, it's also not Metronis.
He's just a Metron also.
And Mimele didn't know the Metronis.
But there is. This is not that they brought the Metronis in such a case.
Yeah.
You're a Metron, I'm also a Metron.
And so then why don't we split it? So let's split it. Teretz is because you're echad metzron. Teretz is they would not misakim metzronis b'kai gamda. Means if we would both come b'vasakas, you write them, we would split it. But why when you get there? Correct. But why when you get there first do you win? Teretz is because the whole din metzronis says I tell a friend de lekeh. Why by here go somewhere else? I can't tie it to another metzron. The other metzron has a right to buy here. So memela. There's no din of Metzronis. They were never Mizakim Metzronis, B'chai Gavna. So the Chayit should be the same din of an Isha. They were never Mizakim. So why by Isha does this Tumtum win? And why over there they don't win? I tried doing what you said, but I didn't get it. All right, fine. Let's move on a little bit. Maybe we'll come back to this. But there's a case of Chuvus Maim Amukim in Simen Gimel. He has a different case. He has a case where the buyer tainted that yes, indeed, I bought the property and you're the Metzron and everything's gavaldic. But remember, you already came to me with the tain of Metzronis, and I told you, Tumei HaToiva, Lazov, and let me have the property, and you were meichel me, and you let me keep the property. So now what are you doing? You're Indian giving, now you're coming back to Bezin and Tanning Mitzranes, you already meichel me. So the buyer is tining a mechila, and the Betzin says, La'adam, I don't know what you're talking about. You woke up. I don't know where you're from. This is the first time I'm dining Medranis, and that's it. I was never meichel you. What are you talking about? So Ne'ev HaMachloikis, the Betzin is a Vade Betzin is tining, I'm here, and I want to remove you. And the Lekeik tining, but you're meichel me. Who's going to win? So the Maim HaMukim is tining, and B'chai Gavno, the Metzron will win. And the reason he gives is because all these cases, when the Lekeik has a tining, the Lekeik is tining, that from the get-go, there was no Metronis. From the beginning, I bought it Mimnei Amas, I bought it Mimnei Mizoinis and Kfuru, I bought it because, you're a Gazan and you're not a Metron at all. So at the get-go, when I bought it, I'm timing that you don't have a schus to be Mesalik me. But here we are being made that you have a schus to be Mesalik me, you had the schus at least, and I just signed it that afterwards you're Michael, that I will not be Neman, because the Metron is a Vadai, and he's like a Kilo, like a Marakama. He had the schus for sure at the time of the purchase, and now I'm coming along and tining mechila. Your tiniest mechila will not be enough to be meitzri from the definite metzronis that was chal at the time of the purchase. Oh, vaystois a dig, gevaldik. I want to make the same dig. Vaystois, if you were tina that before I went into the deal, I asked you, could I go into the deal? And you were meichumin. You did it with the kinyan like we had before the sifchav tes. If I did it be'oifin amoyel, and it will make me before I even went in, then an economy would win. I would win. It's only because I'm tining that you'll make me after I bought it, then it's too late, because then the Vladimir Mitzrayim is kicked in. This Shiloh, by the way, is a Maril Diskin in Psokim Tzadi Aleph. Maril Diskin was Mesupik. If I tined that you'll make me after I bought it, if I would win or not. But from the Mayim Amukim's Mefurish, that I will not win, the Mitzrayim will win. But that's only because I'm tining Mechil after. If I tined that you'll make me before I went into it, then I will win. I can tie in the mechila. Yeah. How do I know then? Yeah, but again, so if I don't know, I'm only a Shema. Right. So now you go into the Lamda to the Sman Shak, you have to go through the whole thing. Who's going to win? L'chayra, you're Vade Metzron, and I'm only tanning maybe you are Nimchal, so L'chayra L'tishak, I would lose, because you're Vade Metzron. And if, right, me tanning work, that was not enough, because I need to be a bird. The same type of Lamda like we had before. Okay, let's go another halakha. The Ramah says, let's continue with the Ramah. I'll bring this out a little bit better. Zok the Ramah, this is Mamish so you say this to the cement. Whenever there's a machoik is a poiskim, ain matin miyad a lekech, hoyal a muksik. Since a lekech is muksik, he'll not be mitzvah from the lekech. It's a true misadashin. Miyu Zakhtar Ramah himself, lechatchilo, if he did not yet sell, and you have a choice to sell to this Suffolk buyer, or to the metzron who's a vadia metzron, yeshlim kula metzron, better off to sell to the metzron, because maybe he has a schus metzronis. Once you sold it to the buyer, the metzron won't be able to be mitzi from the buyer. But before you sold it, a vadia should give first crack, so to speak, to the metzron. Right, and that's a share. Where does the Meich have a Sisa V'Yashatayv? Tertis, but a Kadima, the Arka Shukam, remember we once said, does hold that the Meich has a bit of a Sisa V'Yashatayv, even on the buyer, Chach. On that, when I'm a Vade Metron and you may not be able to buy it, but I certainly am allowed to buy it. Maybe I even have Kadima to buy it. I'm up on you. I have a Kadima over you and you should give it to me. We cannot stop him from buying, no. L'chachila, you're supposed to sell to Metron. If he capsized, what should we do? We should tell him, yes, that's the Ramah. L'chachila, don't buy. But if he doesn't listen to us and he buys it, what should we do? Once he buys it, the Eimutin, holy is a muksik. So now, it is very yisoidistic. That means throughout the whole simin, whenever there's a makhleik, it's a baiskun based on these type of lumdis. Also, the same thing. It's not just a makhleik is in tainis. It's a makhleik is, we know the mitzias. It's a makhleik is in halakha, like tumtum vandragon is sort of. Tumtum vandragon is also maybe a mitzias. But we, even then, if it's makhleik is a baiskun, the lakeik is going to win. Hoyle is a muksik. Now, this needs a beer, and it's very yisoidistic. The Marit says, Chivus Marit, Mchelik Beis Kach Mishpat Samek Zayin, the Marit is Mechadish, that if there's a double up Machlekes HaPoiskim on the side of the Metron to win, in other words, there's a Tzvek Sveika favoring the Metron will be allowed to be Meitzi from this Lekeach. Even though in Kol HaTarikula and all of Chayshim Mishpat, the halacha is that you cannot be mighty with a Svek Sveka. That's how we paskin. And the reason why is because Svek Sveka cannot be better than a Roiv. And Ein Hokan B'mamanach a Roiv, Roiv is not strong enough to be mighty from a Muxik. So Mamela Koshik and a Svek Sveka is not strong enough to be mighty from a Muxik. So to Marit, here is different. Why? Because here the Lekeik is not a Muxik. If you have a machleik that pays him, what is Yishayla? Yishayla is, who did the buyer buy it for? Did he buy it for himself? Or did he automatically become a shliach for the metron? So hakufan adonin. We want to know who owns this property. So you're not a machleik. That is good for the shayla. If there's no metronis, then you own the property. Then you're a machleik, but you also own the property. And if you are... there is a dinba metzra here. Then, when you bought it, you thought you were buying it for yourself, but buddy, you're really buying it for me, shkai for the shlikas. So, mamela, you're really buying it for me. So, mamela, you're not a muksik on the property. You don't have a cheskas mamon on the property. The reason why you win when you have a suffix, a regular suffix, the reason why you win is because the maisa you're a lokeach vadai, and in order to invoke metronis, you have to prove metronis. If you can't prove metronis, if it's only a suffix, so to speak, ain't suffix metronis, maisa midei vadai lokeach. But you're not a muksik per se. You don't have a cheskas mamon in the property. Mamela, when you have a svek sveka, which is like roiv, almost like Rive, Svek Sveka is Pesha to Suffolk. We were tiny, you can't be Moitzi, because Saint Suffolk might say Moitzi, Midei Vadi, Adalake. No, it's not true. We have a Achron that Suffolk. It's a Svek Sveka. By Svek Sveka, we go with the Svek Sveka. So we know that the Metzron wins. So Memela, Zakta Marit Machadish said, this whole Ramah, when it says, if it's a... the muksik of the Ramah doesn't mean muksik cheskes mum, it just means muksik is because he's a vadai, the ain't sort of mitzvah vadai, but if you have a svek seker, the svek seker will win. It's a chiddush of the marit. Oh, very good. So come dies, I want a taina that Abazoi, a roi will also win. That when the Ramah says that when there's a machlekes apaiskim, the lekeach will win, that's only if it's a machlekes hashakal. But let's say you have to the side of the metzim, there's a roif, and even though kala terakula, a nitva in Choshen Mishra could always say kimli kahamiyit, but the whole vada kimli kiyadua is gebait on the halak enok maman akaroif, because I have a cheskas moment, I have a right to side with the minority opinion, and enok maman akaroif, after the majority opinion, cannot be enough to mumaitse from a muksik. That's when you have a muksik. But if you don't have a muksik, like this case, a roif should work. And the Hagabatzuka, the Marit, just said that a Svek Seker is not other from Roiv. And the other Svek Seker could work, so Kol Shekein Roiv is going to be able to work. So this whole Ramon now is reduced to only when it's a Safek HaShakel. But if there's a Machlokes that's weighing to the side of the Metzron will win.
I'm sure there's someone argues in the Marit.
Yeah, 1 second, Baal. There's a Chsam Seifa. The Shoyl to the Chsam Seifa wrote to the Chsam Seifa about a certain case of that Metzra. And he says, the Lokei Ketayne Kimli. Chsam Seifa starts off the Tshuva blasting the Shoyl and says there's no such thing as Kimli by Bametra. Finished. And then he goes and addresses all the problems with the case. But he says no such thing as Kimli. And he says, because how can you say Kimli? You're not a muksik. Hakufan adon. If you're buying it for yourself, and if you have a right to buy it for yourself, you won. If you don't have a right to buy it for yourself, then you can buy it for yourself. You bought it for the Metzron. So where's your muksik? And he says, Mamela, there's no Kimli. Ksam Seifa is in Chuvis. Ksam Seifa is beginning of Simen Tzadi Hei. The Mishpat Shalom, the Vajana over here, and the Nachles Tzvi, that's the Piskei Tshuva in the back of Chayshim Mishpat, Tzif Nun Gimel, blasts the Ksam Seifa that he missed the Ramah. Mamish, Shafel Ishtamitze, the Fisho, this Ramah. The Ramah says, when you have a Sofik, the Lateach Muxik. What do you do with this Ksam Seifa? The Ksam Seifa doesn't say, when you have a Sofik, the Lateach loses. He said, Kimli, you can't say. What's Kimli? Kimli means when the side is in favor of the Metron, of the Moitzit, let's say it's a Roiv or a Svek Sveik or whatever it is, and normally the Lakeach has a right to Taina Kimli, the Nitvois has a right to Taina Kimli. Zot the Tzam say that Kimli you do not have in Hilchos Metronis, which is the Mamish, this Marit. Baruch Hashem, I found Erech Shai over here and the Chuvish Shai, which is Erech Shai and Chelek Aleph Tavkof Yadalan, says this Tzam. He says, doesn't know if going like the Marit, that's what the Tzam Saiva means. You can't Taina Kimli, you don't have a Cheskis Mamin. However, truth be told, like you said, it's not something is muskam. Truth be told, the Kasekotrim over here on this Ramah says you should know that you can't be mitzvah from the Lekeach even with a Sfek Seika, not like the Marik. And there's a Mishmat Shalom and Sif Mem Zayin who brings a slew of Kadmainim Chuvis who also he proves from them that you cannot be mitzvah Mammon with a Sfek Seika. So at the end of the day, you have a Machloikis, a Sfek Seika could be mitzvah from a Lekeach. What's the Lomdis? This is the Machloikis. Marin held you do not have a Cheskes Mammon. And they hold that you do have a Cheskes Mammon. Why? Because if you recall Rabbi Yisrael, we said in Sivov that the way it works, it doesn't really work on Mafreya. You're not Mamash Shlig, you're only Kishlig, like the Jews, Rabbi Avram and Rambam. It's Mekanol Abolam Mafreya. So there was a period of time that you were zichud the lakeach and the zichud didn't belong to the metron and you weren't the shliach yet. When you invoke metron, then it goes back to mafreya. But it's makana mola mafreya. So mamela, they held that that's already enough that you could be considered the muksik on the property. And mamela ain't mitzi from this muksik even with a roiv and koshik and with a sex figure. And now you can think, and now what do you do with this machlokes? I don't know. What do you have? I don't know if you have a kimli or not. You have a machlokes if you can say kimli or not.
That's a shasma.
Oh yeah? Okay.
It's not right here. You said that.
I'm saying this lechay what should come at, this what should come out over here that when you have such a type of a shayla, that's a lom that's going out. If you could, now what do you do if you have a good friend or something? I don't know. Because it got the Ukrainian talk about when you have a suffix, if you can say Kimli, could you say Kimli? It's not so partial. Especially over here, because the suffix is not good on another. The suffix is maybe you're not even a muksik. So maybe, yeah, only secondly, if you're a muksik. So, hokuf anadon. And the kids is Rabbi say, we have a makhlaik as our place came, if fundamentally, the case muksik. And I'd rather agree with the Olam that the Lashon Rama is better with the Kazakhadrim. Because the Lashon Rama is, and he's a muksik, right? Hova lakeik muksik. Right? So it sounds like he does have a din. Muksak is immominous. All right, that's one more thing on Sif Mem Hei, and that is I told you before, and there's a Sham Mishpat who has a case. When the Ramah says lakachila, you're supposed to sell it to the metron. If you have this suffix, so once the buyer bought it, you can't be meitzer from him. But lakachila, you're supposed to sell it to the metron. The Shamishpat says, what happens if you have two metronim coming at the same time, and one is a vade metron, and one is a suffix metron? One is maybe a gazlan, or one is maybe a tenant, or one is maybe a mashkin, or one is any other type of. This type of a Sufik Metzron, the Shamishpat says, you should give it to the Vadei Metzron over the Sufik Metzron, because Ein Sufik Meisim Midei Vadei. What's my Raya's of the Shamishpat? Sif Yud Beis. That halak that we brought before. You see in Sif Yud Beis, he doesn't explain, but look, this is what he means. You see in Sif Yud Beis, then when the individual Metzron wanted to be mighty from the Shutif Dika Metron, and the only reason why he lost was he can't find any Sufik Metron with the Avadi because the Shutif Dika Metron is also a Vadai in half of every molecule. But vice versa, without that, the individual Vadai Metron would have been able to be mighty from this Sufik Metron called the Shutif. So you see that a Vadei has Kedim over a Sufik. That's basically how Shalbi had before. So it has that Shtim with Tumtum and Adjagnis. But at least when it comes to the Katkhila, Zakta Shamishbot, yes, you should give precedence to this Vadei Metzran over this Sufik Metzran. All right, one more. Let's see if we can chop around Sif Mem Vav. If the Sufik proves a Vadei, then now he's a Vadei. Then they'll have to split it. That's two Metzran coming with Vazakas, yes. All right, one more halakha. This is quick. Sif Mem Vav. Salki Metzran Lulakeach. The Metron won, and he took away the field from the Lagech. And now we found out this Metron is a kind of, yeah, he came with his LLC, he swore up and down that he could prove that he's really the owner, and now we realize he wasn't the owner, nothing, and now what does he do? So now, Betzim, the Lagech, Katayna, give me back my property. You took the property away from Shulah Kedin. You fooled me to give up the property. That's Metzronis. Here, the halakha is Yad HaLakech HaLo Yoyna. It's up to him to decide. Rots of Maxik Mois, if he could just keep the money. Because look, you fooled me, but you weren't fooled. You didn't fool yourself. You knew what you're doing when you bought the property from me. So you can't be Chayzen the deal. And if I'm happy, because that's a real estate crash, afterwards, plummeted, it's indicted. It's yours. You can keep it. I'll keep your money. I'm happy. Fine, I don't mind that you fooled me. It's fine. Or Rots if I want, I can give back the metzin the money, and I can repurchase or retake possession of my property that I bought. The chayv l'shalom loy kol ha'peish ha'achal, and the metzen is now, since he stole the property, the impasta metzen, he wasn't the metzen, but this fake metzen who stole the property away from the lekeach for a year is going to have to pay back all the peis that he ate, because he wasn't eating his own peis, he was eating the bayis peis. Fine, that's the halacha. V'manigzo shabar akaka atu l'yodai. And now let's introduce a third character to the scene. Now, the nigzal, the next door owner, we now establish wasn't the gazlan. Okay, so who was it? It belonged to Yankel, the nigzal. Now the nigzal wakes up and says, Ichbinda, I also want a tiny mitzronis. The gazlan taka had no right to tiny mitzronis, but I want a tiny mitzronis. So v'manigzo shabar akaka atu l'yodai. Reitza l'salaka l'kek mishum dinu d'ba metzra. Chazin, and then it's dependent on this. If the nigzal knew lechatchila that the buyer purchased the property, and he could have done the same thing that this gazan did. He could have approached the buyer and said, I'm here and I'm a bametzer, give me the property. And he didn't misalik him in time when he was supposed to in a timely fashion. He can no longer be misalik him, he was moichel. However, but if he didn't know then, he only found out now that the buyer bought the property, even though he first woke up mamish at the end after the gazan already removed the lekeach from the scene, doesn't make a difference. He doesn't lose out his rights of mitzronis, and he ketayna mitzronis right now, poshut, like the halacha we had before. The statute of limitation is when you find out. That's the statute of limitation. If you tackle slow at the pickup and you find out 10 years later, then economy, most people find out beforehand. And you will have to prove maybe that, you know, 10 years, where were you, buddy? You mean, next door, you didn't realize that you had a new neighbor for 10 years. Your mom is so ostracized, you don't speak to your neighbor, you didn't realize you have a new neighbor. Okay, fine. I just want to bring out two nukudas. I know it's late, just two nukudas here. Let's play this out. The case was that the nigzal is now coming along and wants to remove the buyer. So what happened? First the gazan went and removed the buyer. Then the buyer figured out that this gazan is a gazan. So he repossessed the property. Nishnadem, he also took back the mea peris that this gazan ate. So now he's sitting on the property plus the mea peris. Now comes along the nigzal, the real metron, and says, now give me back the property. My shaila is the mea peris now go back to the nigzal or not? We had a halacha, remember Rabbi said that any peris that the lekeach ate already, he keeps. Any lekeach that's still around, the metron takes. What do you do now? The peris are gone, but the replacement of the peris, the mea peris are the end. Does that go to the metzron or not? We found a similar shaila in the Mishmar Shalom. Mishmar Shalom over there, Kled Shaila, what happens if the lekeach in the interim rented out the property and then the metzron comes along and tainas metzronis. And the money of the rent is still around. So to Mishmar Shalom, he doesn't know. Maybe this is considered like the peris of the property be'en, or maybe no, because the property is the ishtamshis. The money is not the property. So to here, is the money in place of the peris? It's like the peris are around. Or no, you know, that's the very nice if you'll have the peris then. The peris aren't then. It's only the money, the replacement. The peris were already eaten. So maybe the lekeach maybe would be able to keep these peris. Or the demeyah peris, I should say. And we'll end up, yeah, he'll give back the property to the nigzal, but he'll be able to keep the demeyah peris. All right, Rabbi, so we ran out of time here. Belinda, the next week, we have to time, I want to do Sif Mem Zayin, a next wave of heterim, exceptions to the rule of Bametzra. Isha, cotton, whatever, it's going to be Lebedek, Miat Hashem. All right, Akut Avok.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.